The White House calls it a coordinated, comprehensive approach to supporting military families. The president laid out commitments yesterday from various agencies, from Health to Human Services to Commerce to Interior and others, to pay special attention to the health, education, and career opportunities of military spouses and their children.
Today, I'm proud to announce that for the first time ever, supporting the well-being of our military families will be a priority not just for the departments of Defense, the Departments of Veterans Affairs, but all across the federal government. That's why all these cabinet folks are here today.
The report the White House released yesterday is the outcome of a presidential study directive signed by President Obama last year. First Lady Michelle Obama has been leading the effort together with Second Lady Jill Biden.
So today, they have come back with 50 specific commitments that aim to keep improving your quality of life. For instance, the Department of Education, as Jill mentioned, is simplifying its financial aid application process just for you. The Department of Labor, Commerce, Defense, and the Small Business Administration are partnering with the business community to expand your career options. The Departments of Health and Human Services, Education, Agriculture, and Defense are working together to expand your child care options.
The 50 commitments signed by 16 cabinet secretaries and agency heads break down into four broad areas: well-being and psychological health, education for military children, career and education help for military spouses, and better child care availability. The president says many of the programs agencies are committing to are not new, but the cabinet-level commitment to the issues is.
In other words, we're not simply reaffirming our responsibility to our military families. We are upping our game. These 16 members of my cabinet have signed their name to this report, pledging personally to see this through. So, gang, you are all on the hook. We know where to find it.
Today brought a sense of accountability.
Nicole Alcorn is a military spouse who was at the White House for yesterday's event. Her husband is a Navy explosives disposal expert.
It's across-the-board accountability, their personal commitment and professional commitment. It's very much that it takes a village, and when everybody takes a little bit of ownership, we become more involved. There's a sense of buy-in and responsibility.
Sue Hoppin, another military spouse, is also president of the National Military Spouse Network and the author of A Family's Guide to the Military. She was also invited to the White House yesterday. She says she's hopeful that yesterday's event is the beginning of a long-term change in how the government as a whole approaches military family issues.
This is the first time, I think, where they've approached it at this level to where there's a recognition in America now that the responsibility for military families and service members doesn't just reside at VA or DOD, that it should be spread out among all the agencies, because our military children are in public schools. Our spouses certainly fall under the Department of Labor. You know, there are interesting things going on at Health and Human Services to help wounded warriors and caregivers, and that these agencies should really be talking, and we should be looking at bringing down the stovepipe and really coordinating more of an effort at a federal level to support military families.
Hoppin says she thinks the new initiatives on military spousal employment are some of the biggest breakthroughs. The Labor, Commerce, and Defense Departments, together with the Small Business Administration, will help to market veterans and military spouses as job candidates.
I'd be surprised if you met a spouse who hasn't had to write a financial plan for an organization, or who hasn't had to deal with a little PR campaign for the spouse group, or, you know, so just in everyday life, just in everyday military life, military spouses are gaining experience that make them very valuable employees.
Another one of the specific interagency commitments brings together DOD and Health and Human Services to address the psychological health of military families. That's important to Todd Bowers, a staff sergeant in the Marine Corps Reserves.
I always tell people that I volunteered for my military service and subsequently my deployments with the military. My family was drafted. And that's something that I don't think the American public fully understands. The impact that this has is overwhelming for these families at times. I know that every time I've deployed, the four deployments that I've done since 9/11, each time gets harder and harder for my family. And so when I look at this, I'm going to try and put myself in their shoes, because it's not until I see their tears when I'm leaving and or coming home that I fully understand the impact of my choices and what it does to them.
Bowers, who's also Deputy Director of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, agrees it makes sense to have a government-wide approach to services for military families. He says there already are a lot of agencies involved in in providing those services. They just haven't had a framework to work together up until now. But Bauer says making sure the new commitments go beyond a one-day White House photo op will take some work.
Effective oversight. That is the best way to put it. Both Congress and veteran advocates as a whole, military advocates, need to watch these things and ensure that they get implemented in an effective manner. Well, our job here in Washington, D.C. is to ensure that these things are fulfilled. And I have a good feeling by the level of investment that was in that room today that this is something that there's going to be a lot of follow through on.
The administration promises that will be the case and that they're going to try to get the broader public involved in caring for military families as well. The First Lady will be on Oprah later this week to make that pitch. In Washington, I'm Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.